Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you doing today? This is Dr. Lorraine Goodwin. Today is April 7th, 2016, and I had some trouble getting hooking up to the show today, so I'm behind, and I'm going to have a very, very short show. I think I only have, like, 7 minutes left, so I won't be able to go into all the things that I was going to do today, but instead I think I'm going to talk a little bit about American Idol. Had its last show today. I can't remember the name of the guy that won, but he seemed very nice. He had a good song. Both of the singers, I've heard the girl sing. She's excellent. Both of the singers, I'm sure, will do fabulously well. It was nice seeing all the old faces. Did you see William Hung? Oh, that was just so funny. He looks the same, doing good, bit chunkier. Singing she bangs a whole lot better than he used to. I even was moving my shoulders a bit. I saw other people kind of moving around to she bangs, she bangs. Dun, da, 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 da. So anyway, that was fun. Jennifer Lopez, just outstanding. She bought her Vegas show. But she had three costumes, she had the fan dancers, she was hiding behind the fans, she started off with some song, I'm Not Your Mama. She did a spectacular job. She really brought the house down, confetti and all, and I think everybody enjoyed her performance. Keith and the other two guys also performed. They were both very good, and I thought the whole show was wonderful. It was nice seeing a lot of the old faces. Most of the people I had forgotten. I really don't remember much about them, but when they did mention their names, you know, it did ring a distant bell that, oh yeah, they were on the show too, and I think that was nice for everybody to see and to hear them and to know that most of those people are doing quite well. The old hosts came, and that was fun to see because they were very energetic. They added a lot to the program, and I think everybody enjoyed that. And then, of course, Ryan Seacrest, they gave him a sign to take home. I don't know where in the world you put that. It was a huge American Idol sign. And I don't think you'd want that outside your house. And inside your house, it might be a bit hard to put somewhere. But that was his going away gift from the old host. And all in all, I thought it was a really, really enjoyable farewell show. Simon Cowell came. I don't think he added much to the show. And it was so funny. He said, "And we wanted to thank you all for welcoming us into your home." Well, that's really funny, coming from a guy who went into his friend's home and started having sex with his friend's wife and had a baby with his friend's wife, and then they got a divorce. And, I mean, you wouldn't invite Simon Cowell into your home after you know what kind of guy he is. But that was what he said, and that was kind of ironic. I just didn't know exactly what to say or think when he said that on the air. He's the last person a happy couple or a nice family would invite into their home. We didn't know him when he first came. We didn't know what kind of guy he was. We just figured he was a regular nice guy. But now we know better, and he is planning to do, what's the show he's doing? He's doing America's Got Talent. I think he's coming back taking Howard Stern's place doing America's Got Talent. Well, I only have a few minutes left. The other thing I was going to mention tonight, and I can mention it now, is, you know, I really enjoy Howard Stern some days. He spent a lot of time talking about his pelvic area, all of his cleaning of his genitalia, his anus, and all that really, really goes into detail. And I just can't imagine a person of his age that can spend so many days, so many minutes, every day talking about those things. That's what Howard Stern does. And he had a good show, I believe, yesterday when High Pitch Eric lost his roommate. So I guess there's not much else I can say because it's over. My time is up. I will go into my selected topic, the secrets of doctors in hospitals. This came up because the lady took a microphone, a recording device into her surgery, and the things I could tell you that go on in surgery, you would be shocked. But anyway, my time is up. Time for me to go. I'm sorry I couldn't get into the website earlier and get this show started on time, but next time, hopefully, I'll be able to start it earlier. I normally do the show. Don't I normally do this at 11:30? I think I was just thinking of 11:30, but I had actually scheduled it for 11, and it kind of slipped my mind, and then I tried to get in quickly at 11. But anyway, talk to you later. Have a nice night, and bye-bye.